Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We praise and bless His name. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. And it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, a very powerful statement that King Solomon has made in Proverbs. And it's so important for us because the scripture talks about that what are we going to speak, whatever we speak, it comes into reality. Whether you speak life or whether you speak death, it becomes reality. Because remember, you and I are made in the image of God. And God spake and the world came into being. Hallelujah. He spoke the words of creation and the creation came into being. And that's the same power that you and I have, is that when we speak life, we create life. When we speak death, we create death. And it's very important. I was reading a beautiful a story about Stormy O'Martian. You may know a woman of God who is a minister of God today. And she says, "Early in my walk with the Lord, I spoke many negatives. I'm a failure. I'm ugly. Nothing ever goes right. Nobody cares about me. Then the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. Death and life are in the power of the tongue," from this same scripture. "I'd been speaking words of death, not life. One clear example had to do with my speech problem," she said. "I had them since childhood and was teased about them all through school life. When I was old enough to afford a professional help, I worked with a speech therapist. I practiced day after day, year after year, to gain little improvement. I still lost my voice halfway through each speaking engagement. I'll never be able to speak right," I cried. "But as I spoke those words, the Spirit said to me, 'You are bringing death to your situation because you are not speaking the truth. Do not speak what you think or what seems to be truth or what may be a fact. Speak what you know to be the truth of my word. The stammering tongue will be a fluent and clear,'" as referenced in Isaiah 32:4. "I've put my words in your mouth," Isaiah 51:16. "Soon after, when I was asked to speak at a women's meeting, I took my fears to God and spoke His truth instead of voicing my own negative opinions. My talk went so well, an entire speaking ministry opened up." My dear brothers and sisters, the same is for you and for me. No matter what the situation is, it doesn't matter how you feel, but it does matter what the truth of the Word of God is. Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." So check the heart condition. Fill it with God's Word, irrespective of your situation. Ensure that you speak life over your life, over your marriage, over your wife, over your children, over your finances, over your future. Speak life. Speak the Word of God. Speak what God speaks about you and concerning you. That's where life is. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." The word life in the New Testament comes from the Greek word zoe, that means God kind of life. God is not living in sickness or in poverty or in curse. There is no lack in His presence. That's the same thing is with us. We will not be in any situation that is contrary to God's word because we cooperate with God in speaking life into any and every situation that may not be teeming along with the way you think it should. Amen. So speak life in this situation and whatever situation you are in. And I promise you, the Word of God will come true into your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are so grateful to you, Lord God Almighty, that we can rise up every morning and praise the name of Jehovah. Praise the name of Yeshua the Messiah. And Lord, we can honor you and draw nigh unto you and bless your name, O Father. As Psalmist David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Today, Lord, we do not forget every good and perfect gift that comes forth from you. It is only from you and you alone, as your scripture saith. Abba, Father, we thank you for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us, and we are grateful to you this morning. Today, Lord, give us the courage, give us the boldness that in spite of negative circumstantial evidences in our lives, we will still speak the word of God. We'll still speak the truth of the word of God. And Father, we'll see those situations turn around for our good, for the glory of your name. Thank you, Master, that the death and life are in the power of the tongue. You have given us that power. And Father, he who knows how to use it will eat its fruit thereof. I pray, Lord, that we'll eat the good fruit that you desire to give us today by speaking the words of life in every situation of our living. Abba, Father, today, Lord, I lift up your people as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them. Be with them. If anyone is sick in our midst, O Father, I speak healing into their bodies. For your word says that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. I thank you. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.